Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, this is big news and very important. It is Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day. It's a national initiative focused on reducing fatal crashes by improving road design and signs and vehicle design and maintenance. Let's talk about some of the issues that are causing about 1,000 fatalities on Michigan roadways each year. Joining us live and local to do this right now is Ron Brenke, Executive Director of the Michigan ASCE. That's the American Society of Civil Engineers. Mr. Brenke, thanks for your time this morning. Important topic. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Happy to be on.
You know, we often talk about, you know, make sure you drive safely, make sure you're doing all these different things for the driver and the responsibility of the person navigating the vehicle, which is a very, very important thing to do. But we don't often hear, as I guess the consumer or the driver or the driving public, things about what you're talking about today. In fact, structural issues that can be either providing safe conditions or maybe unsafe conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. As engineers, we have a very large focus on safety. We have standards that are put in place to make sure, you know, you don't drive too fast on roads and that the roads are safe to handle the speeds that you're driving at. I can tell you that it's disturbing that this doesn't get more attention. 37,000 people a year are killed. That is the equivalent of a jetliner full of 90 people crashing every day.
Wow.
And I don't think people think about that. And I think people obviously need to slow down. But we can do more, I think, on our roads and the design aspect, too. 46% of the crashes occur are road lane departures. So one of the things that engineers are doing are coming up with new measures. You've probably heard of rumble strips, right?
Oh, yeah.
The grinding of the rumble strips mm-hmm. in the center lanes and the shoulders have offered a 50% reduction now in head-on collisions.
Is that right?
It is. It's really working. It's that jolt that wakes you up right before you realize you're getting out of your lane. Some other things, you probably see a lot more cable guardrail in the medians.
Yeah.
That is another safety measure that is working very well. Head-on collisions are, very, very devastating, usually result in a fatality. So if we can stop those cars from going across and hitting the traffic coming the other way, it's saving a lot of lives.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about that for a moment and kind of expand on that, because we hear about that, you know, people are afraid to go on the freeways, you know, especially when you got kids and teenagers learning how to drive. That's kind of like the last thing they want to do because it seems to be the most dangerous. How does that in reality compare to, say, a two-lane highway? What, in your view, in terms of the design of the roadways and the incidence of fatal accidents, what is more dangerous, a two-lane highway or a freeway?
A two-lane highway is much more dangerous, absolutely. Freeway speeds are higher, but everyone is going in the same direction, and the safety distances, you know, you have a big, large median, you have a large shoulder. So if you leave the roadway, you're probably going to be able to recover. You're not going to hit something. On two-way roads, the roads are narrower. The shoulders are typically much smaller if they have shoulders at all, and you're meeting traffic head on. And so your margin of error is much smaller, and most of the traffic crashes and injuries and fatalities we're seeing are on the local roads.
Let me ask you about this. You know, entering on a freeway on the left side of the freeway, you know, the fast lane, that there was a redo of one of the junctions. It was US 23 going to I-96. This is Livingston County, the Brighton area. And one of the reasons it seemed to be so dangerous is that people were entering the freeway from 23 northbound to I-96 westbound on the left side of the freeway. Is that something that, I mean, in my view, is problematic, but is that truly problematic? Is that more dangerous? And are there a lot of those still here in Michigan?
Well, it's a good point. And there are expectations, right? Every driver has expectations. And most, you know, entrances to the freeway are on the right side. They're not on the left. So I don't think people expect that. And it does throw them. It does throw them off. So those are all things like that are trying to be corrected throughout the state. We have roadway safety audits where we examine existing and future roads or intersections by a multidisciplined team, and they identify short-term and long-term solutions. So if you have a intersection or an area where there's high crash tendencies, we will study that and we will implement new measures to make those safer.
Ron Brenke, he is the executive director of the Michigan American Society of Civil Engineers. I want to talk to you now about kind of the designs of vehicles, and a big push over the many years, but really has been ramping up, is the safety of vehicles and the how they impact the incidence of fatalities and injuries on the roadways. Can you talk a little about where we are right now and where you see us going in the design of cars and trucks into the future?
Sure. Well, I think one problem is we got to fix our infrastructure and make it better, right? We have a lot of poor roads out there, poor bridges. Michigan has been way behind in funding for roads, so we're hoping that keeps continuing. I know the governor has some plans. As far as obviously when we can get to totally connected vehicles where one vehicle talks to the other, autonomous vehicles are often called, where they can actually drive themselves, and when they have sensors, when they can sense another car where a crash may occur, they can actually stop that vehicle. When we get to that point, I think we'll see a huge, huge increase in safety, and I think that is coming.
Is there a point? I remember we used to interview former Governor Rick Snyder about that. I think you touched on the communication between vehicles, but he was discussing a lot back in those days about the communication between the vehicles and the infrastructure. I know first and foremost we got to fix the roads. That is something that seems to have been delayed once again, you know, because of the maybe pandemic. But once we get the potholes figured out and all that, is there a plan in place to have a mechanism to where vehicles do communicate with the infrastructure in Michigan?
Absolutely. Most of the new projects these days that we're working on, we're already building those into the highways. You probably see a lot more automated boards on the highways that let you know that there's a crash up ahead,
yeah,
you know, that warns you. But it also can tell you that a road may be closed because of construction. So we're using intelligent transportation system technology now and starting to build those more into the roads. And you see the dynamic lane merge on US 23, you know, down by the Ann Arbor area. That is all very highly technical information that actually collects, you know, road volumes, and it tells it when to switch to open up these shoulder lanes to allow more capacity. So a lot of that is being built into the roads today, for sure.
That's comforting to know, because for us that are not the most intelligent drivers, that the intelligence is being built into the infrastructure. That's good to know. Hey, I got to ask you this, and I'll let you go here, but do you know, or is there some data that supports this, what roadways or intersections in the state are deemed to be the most dangerous?
You know, I know the Michigan State Police and the Michigan Department of Transportation collect that data, and they have that data. So I couldn't tell you offhand which where those are, but in probably a lot of people out there probably know where those are.
You're
I know
right.
I have a few in my neighborhood,
yeah.
But they do are collecting that information, and those are the high priority lists for making improvements.
I would say certainly, though, that intersections still remain some of the most dangerous aspects of our roadways.
27% of crashes occur at intersections.
Wow.
Absolutely. So they are very, yep.
Yeah, that and two-lane highways and a whole lot of other stuff out there. I appreciate the work you're doing and for taking the time to talk to us about it. It's Ron Brenke. He is the executive director of Michigan ASCE. That's the American Society of Civil Engineers. Ron, thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!